They spoke a language which left no doubt as to the future of unrepentant sinners. The Teutons were deeply impressed. They still had a deep respect for the wisdom of the ancient city of Rome. Those men were Romans. They probably spoke the truth. Soon the Christian missionary became a power in the savage regions of the Teutons and the Franks. Half a dozen missionaries were as valuable as a whole regiment of soldiers. The emperors began to understand that the Christian might be of great use to them. In some of the provinces they were given equal rights with those who remained faithful to the old gods. The great change, however, came during the last half of the 4th century. Constantine, sometimes, heaven knows why, called Constantine the Great, was emperor. He was a terrible ruffian, but people of tender qualities could hardly hope to survive in that hard-fighting age. During a long and checkered career, Constantine had experienced many ups and downs. Once, when almost defeated by his enemies, he thought that he would try the power of this new Asiatic deity, of whom everybody was talking. He promised that he, too, would become a Christian if he were successful in the coming battle. He won the victory, and thereafter he was convinced of the power of the Christian God, and allowed himself to be baptized. From that moment on, the Christian Church was officially recognized, and this greatly strengthened the position of the new faith. But the Christians still formed a very small minority of all the people, not more than 5 or 6%, and in order to win they were forced to refuse all compromise.